If you are looking for a new place to get your next sweet fix, you'll want to try the latest Pacific-inspired specialty cakery, Sweet and Me. Fijian-born Bertrand Jang hopes to cater to all families who are in need of an edgy take on cakes, using a variety of ingredients such as koko from Samoa, heilala vanilla extract from Tonga, coconut from Fiji, or coconut oils from northern Vanuatu. He joins us now to talk more about his wonderful business and his a sweet journey into cake making. Nisa Yandravinaka, welcome to the show this morning, Bertrand.
Yandravinaka.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Now,
Bertrand, of course, we need to acknowledge where in Fiji you hail from, so all of your family, when they watch this, and they go, "Wah!" So whereabouts in Fiji are you from, Zu?
Well, my father's from Lao, and my mother was from the two songs at the back, Tailevu, Push Tailevu. So she's born and raised over there, and I'm from that lovely village.
Very nice. And Jang, it sounds Chinese.
Yes. My grandfather's Chinese, but unfortunately, my mother loves my father too much, so the Fijian in her pops out in me.
I like that. And I think even when we get started, I can't let you go. Well, let's hold up this wonderful creation and let people know all about a Sweet and Me Cakery. This is one of the beautiful designs. Maybe hold it a little bit closer to the camera there. Oh, wait. Just hold it up. 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, that's so nice. That is so nice. And for our listeners, if you tuned in, it's a beautiful looking vanilla cake with design or looking with our little decorations on the top. And why am I giving a description? It's your cake. You give a description of the cake, please.
Well, it's a Masi printed macarons, and then the color is brown because most of our colors in the Pacific are brown because that's what we paint on. And then I've got a few fudges as well, and inside is mango, which I grew up with as well.
Wow. And I will enjoy being the, you know, taking a sacrifice to taste this after we're finished. Now, Bertrand, talk to us firstly. Where did it all start for you, this cakery, this cake making journey?
Man, I started baking when I was a kid, eh? I remember back young when mom and dad used to be drinking kava, and I was like trying to make a cake when I was 5. Put the butter, put the sugar, flour, stir it just like Sesame Street, and then put it in the oven. Probably one of the worst cakes I've ever made, but my parents still ate it. So it was instilled in me at such a young age.
Now, in terms of your, you know, cake making and technique, it was all through experience and watching mom?
Mom, I love you, but you're not the best cook out there. I can't say that I learned from you, but I learned how to clean up after myself. Mom always taught me how to clean up. She made me a clean chef. The inspiration just draws from my culture, Fiji. I'm trying to promote Fiji awareness, Pacific in general. I'm trying to be an inspiration to other local chefs out there. It's like saying that it's okay to use local ingredients and it's okay to embrace your culture and who you are. So in most of my cakes, I try to showcase that.
And in terms of the design, you know, the inspirational design, where does that come from for you?
So this one is from the islands, like island colors, island flavors. But the other cakes that I have on my website, it's more with what the customers want. I draw them up a plan and I meet them halfway. But I draw most of my designs as well from what's going on in the current cake world. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you say, you know, for yourself, Bertrand, and Sweet and Me Cakery, what helps you to sort of stand out from the crowd in terms of your cakes?
Honestly, Sweet and Me is not only a cakery that makes cakes. We sell pies as well, and I know for islanders, that's what we grew up with. So I'm at the La Sigal markets, and I sell all sorts of sweets. Not only cakes, I sell pies, fudges, coco Samoa, hot cocoa. I stop all the Samoans that pass through my thing. They're like, "Coco? Coco Samoa." So it's great. I think it brings a little bit of individuality. It's good that people are recognizing Pacific cuisine, you know?
Yep. Now, I understand you've been in New Zealand 6 years. How did can you talk to us around the journey or the transition from, you know, a hobby or a passion, and how that, you know, became a business for you?
All my life, I wanted to become a chef. from primary school, I knew everything was just a hurdle. I lived in Cook Islands for 6 years, and I learned a lot because Cook Islands is just like small Auckland, except you have more drinking and more party in there. But I learned so much. It's so diverse, and the people that taught me were from different countries. When I came here to New Zealand, I traveled around New Zealand. I was lucky to work in a lot of kitchens and see the world. But one thing that I did not learn or didn't see much was my own culture and my own food. So that's when I knew that I needed to like uplift our culture and our foods.
I assume that, you know, going out on your own in terms of a business, you know, would be quite a journey, and if you've never done it before, can be like quite frightening. Were there any, you know, people or organizations involved, you know, in terms of your mentoring that helped you to, you know, get your business up and running?
Oh my God, yes, my guardian angel, the Kitchen Project. If it wasn't for them, I never would have got off the ground. Shrestha and Connie Clarkson, they helped me so much. And Kitchen Project is now doing its second intake for August. So for all you young entrepreneurs out there that's wanting to start up a food business, apply now to the Kitchen Project.
And so Kitchen Project, they offer mentoring and advice, and what other sort of services, Bertrand?
So it's a collaboration between Panuku Development, Healthy Families West and South, and ATED. So what they do is they help small business entrepreneurs with their startups. They offer them leadership in the sense of providing knowledge in food business, pairing up with mentors. I did not know what I was doing, and it was so good to have like a lot of people from the industry and guiding me. It's like, this works, this doesn't, why don't you try this, not that. So it's been amazing.
And how long has the business been running now?
4 months.
Oh my goodness, 4 months. The first 4 months for you, how has it been so far?
Man, I forgot what sleep was. It's good. It's getting really busy. I'm hoping to hire another person. She's Samoan as well. She actually taught me how to make Coco Samoa. So I'm waiting to get busy. So she's already on the list. She's like, when can I work? When can I work?
Now, in terms of the location for the business, are you operating out of like a residential, property, or you have your own little, you know, like a industrial kitchen or something set up?
Yes, yes. So at the moment, I'm working at a friend's cafe, Harlan Pepper, 317 New North Road, Harlan Pepper, and we're an online cakery at the moment, but I work out of that kitchen. So if you want to come and see me, you can come and see me there. And if you want to wait, you can try their awesome food as well.
Yes. 4 months. What's been the sort of top seller for for cake and sweets and me at the moment?
The top seller right now is Nongo Viti. So it's a coconut cake with a little bit of Fiji rum in there, cream cheese, vakalolo sauce, which is like a island take on a butterscotch, and it's served with meringue, candied coconut, masi filled with toffee, and a little bit of chocolate.
Nice. I forgot to ask, what flavor is our cake this morning?
Well, I wanted to do something different, so I had some mangoes.
Yes.
So I put it's a coconut cake, but with a little bit with mango and cream cheese.
I want to hurry up and finish this interview so we can have a taste. So that's all right. No worries. No worries indeed. And now, we can't let you go, of course, Bertrand, without yourself being a proud Fijian, and maybe some words to our Fijian listeners this morning or watching online and our mother tongue.
Well, some easy words to learn is saying thank you. So thank you in Fijian is vinaka.
No, not sharing those. Oh, sorry. No, just saying some words of encouragement in your mother tongue to our Fijian listeners that are tuned in this morning and online.
Oh, well, yes, I'm going to be back in the morning, but our Tungo radio station, our Marotaka Saranga, ni our Kaiviti, in Ngande Mai, be Harlan Pepper, 317 North Road, and try some of my lovely cakes.
Yes. Now, and you said you spent 6 years in Cook Island. What's your cookie like? Your cookie airani, it's okay?
Kia rana, ko ingoko bit, inangaro ite koe kai cake. Come to 317 New North Road and try some.
Well, very nice, very nice indeed, mate. Taki mata. So, once again, family, Fijian-born chef Bertram Jank. No, just some words, you know, of encouragement before you go. Finally, for our entrepreneurs, you know, not just in the, you know, that want to be in the food area, but just entrepreneurs in general. What would be the best piece of advice you'd leave with them this morning, Bert?
Honestly, you only live once, and if you love what you're doing and you believe in your product, there are a lot of people out there wanting to help you. Like, there's so many people. Your family, your friends, and people like The Kitchen Project. So don't be afraid. Share your dream, and you never know what you might catch.
You hold up that cake one more time. Just hold it there while I... So make sure it's nice and close to the camera there. So with that, we say a very big thank you to the founder of Sweet and Me Cakery, Chef Bertrand Jan. We've also got the website here for Sweet and Me included. So make sure to go on, have a look, and support our ratu, our cake ratu. Thank you so much, and all the best for your future, Bertrand.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brian.
It is 18 away from 8, Radio 531 PI, Pacific People, together.